Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder...
Little Dale Shannon bringing us back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friends Bill Brandt and Rich Galen. We're talking about we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of Ronald Reagan's birthday. By the way, Bill Brandt's website is DSI.biz. That's Development Specialist Incorporated, DSI.biz. Rich Galen's website is Mullings.com. His thrice weekly cyber column. You can subscribe to that there, Mullings.com. And guys, thank you again for hanging out with me. Rich, I want to come back to you, and I want to ask you, Republican or Democrat, who's the next? Do we know? Is the next Ronald Reagan? Has that person been born yet? Do we know who they are? Are they around?
I don't think there will be another one. I don't think there'll ever be another FDR. You know, no matter how hard people try to don that mantle. Frankly, we were talking earlier about.
So we're going to retire his number. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's right. We were talking earlier about personal charm, and the most charming president I've ever met was Bill Clinton. I mean, you couldn't not be, you know, like him once
right.
you said four words to him. He was just a charming guy. So, I mean, each one of these guys is their own person. They, you know, Republicans and Democrats try to, as I say, don the mantle of the biggest names, but they're not going to replace them. I'm thinking more, not so much
the personality as somebody who can get every American or most Americans, whether they're Republican or Democrat, to actually feel good about themselves as Americans. Who could do that right now, Republican or Democrat?
I don't think there's anybody that's got
okay,
that.
Okay, so you're sticking with that. Okay, Bill.
Well, it's because we're so polarized that, you know, that in the wings of both parties, they see that as a sign of weakness, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Whenever you try to kind of reach out and say, we can do this together, they say, aha, he's caving or she's caving.
Go ahead, Bill.
Three quick points. One, there was a lot of polarization during the Reagan years. It was not. We have a sanitized recollection. There was a fair amount of sniping. So nobody. I mean, I give Reagan the points for civility, but no president, Democrat or Republican, gets away from the polarization. Two, you know, Rich is right. There'll be no Reagans or FDRs. But what we're talking about is transformative presidents. And three, is there somebody out there who could do that? And yeah, there is.
I mean,
you guys are going to guffaw with me. But Palin, who I can't stand, but if you talk about what she means to her people and whether she'd be transformative and whether she is larger than life, which is what Reagan and FDR were, you do have some larger than life people. Now they are reflective of their times and the polarization, and it's a stunning turnaround from the days of civility. But there are some larger than life people out there.
Yeah.
They are rather scary in some sense, but they are larger than life. That's what those two were.
Very interesting. You know, I still think the press, the mainstream press, is continuing to not give Reagan what he deserves as a president, to marginalize his legacy. What do you think about that, Rich?
I'm not sure if I would put it quite the same way, but I think there was a concerted effort. Not that I think that they wake up every morning, have coffee, and decide how they want to say bad things about Republicans. But I think there was a pretty widespread effort amongst the nation's editors to, in their minds, bring some knock off some of the myth and return to some of the reality about the Reagan days. I thought they were a little too assiduous at it, and frankly, it seemed like they were being defensive. But I think that was good.
We have Rich on for the big word to learn a new big word, Bill. From time to time, assiduous folks. That's the new word for the day, Bill. I want you guys both to quickly give us a tour of Egypt. What are the chances that Egypt's revolution will have a positive outcome from a democratic standpoint, Bill, quickly?
Zero.
Wow.
Yeah, and I put that on the high side.
Wow.
I mean, I think the Obama administration booted this. Mubarak needs to go nowhere for a while until they figure out who replaces him. We found out what happens to a vacuum in Iran. And this all of this early call for let's get rid of Mubarak astounded me.
Me too.
As political people, Rich and I would say, great, and what was the other alternative? And they didn't have one. Yeah. And now I see them retrenching measurably and saying, well, there's got to be a transition.
So you think the Obama administration has screwed this up? Bill, what do you, I mean, Rich,
no,
not
irretrievably at this point. I think that they viewed Egypt through the prism of Tunisia, and that was a terrible mistake.
Rich, I got 20 seconds, quickly.
I think that they jumped too quickly. One of the things that the administration has been fighting is that they can't make up their minds. So in this case, I think they reacted too quickly, and they reacted in the wrong direction.
Well said. Rich, I vote Ronald Reagan a great American, one of the great presidents of all time. I know you
Every airport should be named for him.
Bill, what do you think?
I think he's a great American, and I think he will go down in history as one of the transformative presidents. I don't have a problem with that.
Well said, Bill. Good job. Hey, Rich, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thank you for helping me celebrate the 100th anniversary of Ronald Reagan.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys later. Two great Americans, Rich Galen and Bill Brandt, too, by the way, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.